Violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter with the Recording Arts Orchestra Los Angeles. That was the music of John Williams, Yoda's theme from Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. And you can experience the entire iconic score live to picture. It is the TSO's next film with live orchestra presentation. Four performances of The Empire Strikes Back, May 22nd through 25th. Get your tickets if there are any left at tso.ca. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Also coming up, the next offering in the TSO's Pop Series, which is a must-see for fans of 1990s and 2000s Latin pop, La Vida Loca, hits the stage at Roy Thompson Hall for three performances, one on May 13th, two on May 14th. Celebrating the best of the genre, you will hear the music of Santana, Jennifer Lopez, Gloria Estefan, Ricky Martin, of course, and more as special guest vocalists and instrumentalists join the TSO under the direction of the show's creator. Enrico Lopez Yanez is the principal pops conductor of the Nashville and Pacific Symphonies and principal conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. And he joins me now to tell us all about La Vida Loca. Enrico Lopez Yanez, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are a first-time guest here and you're making your TSO debut, so we have a few get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
I can't wait, yes.
Who is your favorite composer?
Classical composer would probably be Tchaikovsky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just something about his particular time period and the repertoire that he wrote. My background is as a trumpet player, so he was one of the first symphony composers that I really fell in love with playing, specifically with pieces like his Fourth Symphony and others that were just very impactful for me during my upbringing.
Great. A dream vacation destination?
Oh, gosh. So right now, top of my bucket list is Japan. I love and am fascinated by the culture and the cuisine, but then also all of the incredible architecture and diversity of things to do in the different cities. So that is very high on my list of places to visit.
Who is currently your favorite Latin pop artist?
Being a diehard fan of the 90s, I'm an ever fan of Ricky Martin. He's very much still high on my list. And actually, I had the opportunity to go see him live just last year when he was on tour with Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull. And I got to tell you, he can still perform. And the amount of energy he exudes is incredible. I can't believe that he's doing the kinds of things he's doing on stage at his age. It's fantastic.
Well, we'll definitely talk more about him as we get talking about the show that you're about to conduct. But last question, have you been to Toronto before?
I have been there, yes, when I was younger. It's been quite some time. My father's an opera singer and he was performing there. So that was the one and only time that I've been there was with him around one of his performances.
What are you looking forward to exploring when you get here?
I am fascinated by the amazing food scene that Toronto I've been told about. So I'm really excited to try just all the different types of cuisine and getting to explore some of the sites. But mostly I'd like to eat my way through the city for a little bit.
That's a really good ambition. I have to agree. Tell us a bit about your career. You mentioned your father was an opera singer, so you come from a musical family. But what brought you to conducting?
Yeah, so my father's an opera singer and my mother's a pianist, so music was always in our household. From a young age, I was very lucky to be able to travel around and see my dad performing. He performed internationally a lot in Europe, throughout North and South America and Asia, Australia, and it was such an exciting way to experience music is being in the opera house where you have this multimedia of visual, dance, orchestra all in one in these larger than life productions. And though I didn't immediately know what I wanted to do, I knew I wanted to be a performer. And, you know, there are pictures of me when I was two or three standing on the fireplace holding a pencil, conducting my family and wanting to sort of get them engaged, like what I was seeing these other people do from the pit. But as I grew up, I sort of got into playing trumpet and then drums and really participated in any style of music that I could, from being in a rock band to a boy band to playing in the school wind ensemble and the California youth orchestra systems. And eventually, it was during college that I started dabbling in conducting and trying some of the conducting classes that I really fell in love with conducting. And when I got into it, I thought my aspiration was to be an opera conductor. And I said, you know, this is the repertoire I grew up listening to and what I would love to pursue.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't honestly even know pops was the thing. I had never been to a symphony pops concert. And it wasn't until my first job at the Omaha Symphony that I learned what those shows even were. And that's when everything really started to shift, because now it was getting to do what I was trained to do, which was be a conductor of a symphony orchestra, but combining that with all these genres of music that I had grown up listening to or playing in, all the different oldies bands and mariachi groups, and all of that was now able to fuse with my love for symphonic music. And that's where it sort of all clicked. And I was like, aha, this is the thing I was meant to do.
You've performed with some pretty exciting people already. What are some highlights of your career so far?
Oh my gosh. I feel very fortunate that there have been quite a few. Just this past week, I premiered a brand new show of Dolly Parton's.
Wow.
Her first ever symphony show, which was amazing to work with her and hear all of her music come to life. But I've had the great fortune of working kind of in all different genres, from rap artists like Nas to different classic soul and R&B singers like Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, country stars like Trisha Yearwood and Kelly Pickler and Kelsey Ballerini, and, you know, artists really of every genre, which has been so much fun and a dream come true for me to get to work with all these different types of people from different walks of life and different genres of music.
The program that's bringing you to the TSO is La Vida Loca. Did you create this show?
Yes, I did.
So how did you come up with this?
Well, my manager and I were actually at a wine bar in Dallas, and we were brainstorming new show ideas. I had another Latin show at the time that I developed with a trumpet player named José Sibaja, who's also a part of this La Vida Loca show. And so we were trying to think of sort of the next progression in collaboration that the two of us could do. And that one is a much more classically infused program. And so I said, well, I would love to find something that's a little even more mainstream, more pop, but hasn't been done yet. And so that's when we came up with this concept of doing something very 90s and early 2000s, which is prime for the music I loved growing up. And so that is what led us to, you know, picking artists like Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, Shakira, Carlos Santana, all these people who were really at the root of the major Latin explosion that happened globally during that couple of decades.
That must have been incredibly fun to work on. Did you do the arrangements?
So both Jose and I have done all the arrangements on the show. Yeah, okay. So they're all brand new arrangements that we've tirelessly been working on and are very proud of how they all turned out. It's a lot of fun.
What can an orchestra like the TSO bring to this music?
Well, it's so fun to see this music come to life. I mean, Latin music already has so many symphonic elements in it, whether it's the use of trumpets and string players, and obviously percussion is hugely important to this repertoire. But being able to bring these artists whose music, you know, often has a brass section or a string player or two, and now expanding that to an orchestra of 60, 70, 80 musicians completely changes what you can transform these arrangements into. So you get the excitement of a full, you know, band setup, but then you can bring out all these new lines and create new versions of these classic tunes that make it even more fun and more exciting to hear them reimagined in this way.
And you've got some great vocalists coming with you. Tell us about Jackie Mendez and Ender Thomas.
Yes. So Jackie Mendez is a fabulous singer who performs every year at the Latin Grammys. She's currently on tour with Chayanne. She's toured with everyone from Jennifer Lopez, performed with Gloria Estefan, Juanes, all the major Latin artists. And Ender Thomas, similarly, you know, he toured for many years with Yanni as a vocalist. And he's also a producer and songwriter who actually collaborated and has written songs with Enrique Iglesias, among other people. So the two of them are very much connected to this repertoire and put on an outstanding performance in this genre of music.
Well, given that the title is La Vida Loca, I expect that song is going to be on the program. But is there any...
Absolutely, yes. We will certainly be paying tribute to Ricky Martin as one of the, you know, core fundamental artists of this era of music.
Are there any other songs in particular that you are excited to bring to the Roy Thomson Hall stage in this program?
Yeah, I mean, we have a whole Carlos Santana medley that is so much fun with songs like Maria and Smooth. One of the ones that is my favorite during the show is that we do the Macarena and encourage, if not make sure to overly emphasize our desire for the audience to dance. So this is very much not a, it's not a sit in your seat kind of concert. This is a get up, dance, have a good time sort of show. And there will be a lot of opportunities for that to happen throughout the course of the evenings.
Excellent, excellent. Latin pop has made something of a resurgence, it seems, in popular culture recently. What do you think is behind this?
Yeah, I feel like Latin music kind of has these waves of big influence on the global scale that come and go. One, the rhythms and just the nature of Latin music and how passionate it is. So many songs about love. And it's just a very popular style and theme that these artists tap into. You know, Latin music is also constantly evolving like every other genre. And I think the artists who are now out there, whether it's big artists like Bad Bunny, who are more in the reggaeton phase, to other just regular pop stars, have done a great job of continuing to grow the genre and evolve it to spark new interest and new audiences and expand what it is that we crave in terms of dance music and just celebrating life and good times.
Beyond bringing La Vida Loca to Toronto, are there any particular upcoming projects that you're excited about?
Yeah, so La Vida Loca is actually going to be, I think, about with 10 or so orchestras in the next year.
Oh, fantastic.
In addition to that, of course, I have more of these Dolly Parton shows and other concerts coming up with artists that include country stars, pop stars, rock bands. And I just feel very fortunate that the type of work I do lends itself to work in all different styles and genres.
I'm wondering, after touring a program like La Vida Loca, what is it like to come back and do classical repertoire?
You know, it's nice because I feel like I get to constantly work in different spaces and different areas. And so I feel like I'm the type of person who would get very bored doing the same thing over and over again. And I do think that one informs the other. Classical music was a popular genre oftentimes when it was conceived, depending on the composer and time period. But there are elements that really connect us to different audiences. And I think now more than ever, orchestras are serving the role of being ambassadors for the community and finding new ways to serve not only their typical audiences in that community, but expand to other greater audiences to serve the needs and wishes of the city. And by being able to work in both classical and popular genres of music, that's one of the ways we continue to be relevant and continue to be able to expand our reach and show people that really a symphony orchestra is one of the most flexible ensembles on the planet. And any genre in which we participate tends to be enhanced and made more vibrant, more exciting through the use of adding orchestra to it.
Well, Enrico, we really look forward to your arrival in Toronto and bringing this fantastic program. Safe travels, and I hope you find some great eats.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Take care. That was conductor Enrico Lopez-Yanez, who leads the TSO May 13th and 14th in La Vida Loca. He won't be alone. He's bringing some fantastic guests to amp up that 90s and 2000s Latin pop sound, including vocalists Jackie Mendez and Ender Thomas. Also trumpeter Jose Sabaja. Get your tickets at tso.ca. And of course, Latin pop needs rhythm. Also joining the TSO will be stellar percussionist Luisito Quintero, who has performed with Tito Puente, Alicia Keys, among others. Here's a preview of the rhythms that will have you grooving.